When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yo, that game, it was not as it hit the under in terms of the over-under, but it delivered as promised. That was an excellent Thursday night game between two cats that are just different. Those two dudes are different, Key.
Woo! Man, it was an epic night, I must say, at the quarterback position. But both of them are different. And the yesterday, as I said, this was the moment of truth for Justin Herbert. And he's got time. But we will have liked to have seen him win this one and pull it away in front of everybody on Amazon Prime. Like, everybody was watching this in Arrowhead.
Well, he made the mistake. He threw a pick six that lost the game.
But the thing is when you look at his situation – he played well. Like, he played well enough to win the football game, except the one mistake at the end of the game. And it wasn't his fault, per se.
Why not?
Because Everett, the tight end, prior to that snap, was trying to get out of the game because he was either hurt, winded, or whatever. But he wanted out. He had just made a big play, and he needed to get out. But for whatever reason, Brandon Staley and the Chargers waved him back in. And if you go and when you look at the next time you get to look at that highlight – look at seven. Seven runs out there and stops and floats. Can't even squat and get in his break because he was so damn tired. Justin Herbert put the ball where he was supposed to. And then if you notice in the game, he side-eyed him on the sideline as he was trying to communicate with him and let him know what was going on. Like, you're talking to me right now, looking at me, Max. This is all Justin Herbert was doing, James.
Looking somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I didn't see it.
Look, when you see it, next time you see the replay, check it out. Seven didn't explode out of the break. He floated, and he backed out of it, and Justin Herbert decided to pull the trigger. See, right here, look at that. You're not supposed to do that.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
You're supposed to stick and stay.
Floated.
Bam.
Yeah.
And he floated, and there you go.
I got to tell you, though.
So that wasn't on Justin Herbert.
I get it, and I appreciate the breakdown. It just feels to me, though, like Patrick Mahomes has the clutch gene. Like,
does he
just has the clutch gene. And I watched Justin Herbert.
Got a couple extra of them.
And I know that the mechanics are off the charts. I know that the Chargers feel like the more complete team when it's all said and done. But there's something about the clutch of the moment that I just look, who do I trust more? I trust Patrick Mahomes more. I just do.
Come on, man.
And last night just proved it.
You know what it is, Jake? What you just broke down, I get it. It's not all on Herbert. Da, da, da.
That wasn't
on Herbert, right?
Was not on Herbert.
And he is a great player. Like, you know,
magnificent
when
player.
When you look at Dak Prescott or Derek Carr, those are good quarterbacks.
Levels.
Herbert is it's a difference of kind, not degree. It's a different kind of quarterback. So I get that. But you cannot make a mistake if you are facing Patrick Mahomes. That dude ain't gonna choke under pressure.
No, I understand what you're saying as far as making a mistake. Right there, though, it was getting ready to be 27-14. I mean, 24-17.
Yeah, the game was about to be over. Well,
probably,
you still can't say over because the other side has Patrick
Mahomes. It would have made it tighter.
Right.
It was going to be a tighter game for Kansas City if they would have scored. That's all that was.
But Keith, that's what I'm saying. It follows the same theme that we saw last year. I talked about this before. That game they had on December 16th last year, where they were playing in L.A., L.A. was up. Like, then all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes, they score, right, with a minute left to go in the game or so, 2 minutes left to go in the game. Then they send the game into overtime. Then they get the coin toss. It just feels like even when you think the Chargers have the momentum. Now, maybe they get over the hump later, but it just seems like the Chiefs have the Chargers' number when it's all said and done.
Part of the thing that goes into this game, like I always say, Max, something good always happens.
We said this yesterday at dinner.
And nothing good happens to the other guy.
Please say that again. And who told you that originally?
That was Coach Bill Parcells says that all the time.
What does he say?
And nothing good happens to that guy. Everything happens good to the other guy.
And what does that mean underneath? What's he trying to communicate?
Everything that Justin Herbert did was right. He's everything all night long. Guy could have had 350 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. Should have won the game. But it's that moment that the shoulda turns into I wish I coulda.
Damn, I love this topic so much, Key. I want to pick your brain. I want to pick your brain on this because this is what Jay and I left and watched on the phone to get to bed.
Fourth quarter,
because we all met up and we had wings and everything and watched the game together. Well, right?
Well, I had a burger.
You had a burger. Your burger looked good too. I'm not gonna lie. His burger looked good when it came. Was it good? Good
Did
enough.
You see it get devoured?
Yeah.
First burger you had in a minute, huh?
Yeah, I split it in four, turned it into little bitty sliders. Because I couldn't, it was so big, I had to cut it.
Why? Yeah, how come you just didn't order sliders?
Because too much bread, right?
Yeah, a little extra.
Even though it's two buns and the sliders is four and it's probably the same weight, if you put it,
Somehow, I agree. Visually.
It looked like more.
I just know I can't watch games with James Steele anymore, our producer.
Chiefs games, no.
There's so much anxiety around the games. He's standing up in the first quarter. I'm like, sit down. There's 9 minutes to go in the first quarter.
First of all, James has a lot of nerve. You got Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy. You're in the AFC Championship game every year.
Patrick Mahomes, Eric Bieniemy, Andy Reid.
No.
If you had to lose either Eric Bieniemy or Andy Reid, who are you losing? You can't.
If you lose either one of them, that next guy's going to be really thin.
Well, right. Wait, Max, the best part is every time there was a great offensive play, like Key and I saw it, we call eye contact, and he called it out. Once again, every time there was a good offensive play, you know who they panel to? Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
there you go.
Andy
Not
Reid.
Not panning to Eric Bieniemy.
Yep. Andy Reid. They panned Andy Reid. I turned to Jay and go, well, you know, I guess that's a great play call by Andy Reid. They go back to Andy Reid. He ain't mumble. His lips didn't move 1 centimeter.
He's not even looking at
the sheet. Then they go to Eric Bieniemy, and Eric Bieniemy's over there. Am I lying, James? Bieniemy's over there going.
They're calling the plays, talking, lips moving.
And they go, well, great play call by Andy Reid.
Look, I was there. I was there. You're both white about that, but I need to move on here for a second. For real, though, Key, when you say nothing good, like Parcells looks at a guy, something good always happens for him, nothing good ever happens for him. So that certainly feels like it applies to Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, absolutely.
What does it mean underneath? Because to my way of thinking, I feel that way about Tom Brady. But if that happens for 20-something years, it ain't luck, right? Something else is factoring in.
But
what is that
thing? It doesn't matter if it's luck or not. It's something... And I'm not like one of them superstitious people or anything, but it's something in the air. It's just something about a guy that no matter what, he comes always out as a winner on the other end of the situation. You know, it's just nothing ever happens bad for him.
Kobe Bryant, Derek Jeter. I'm not saying they're not great. I'm saying in addition to being great, there's some extra thing where they're on the right side of the coin flip.
Okay. I got drafted originally by whatever, the Memphis Grizzlies, whoever Kobe got drafted by originally.
But he winds up on the Lakers.
Then, they're going to run him out of the building. He's going to miss those shots against Utah. Then all of a sudden, he lands Phil Jackson. And then he lands Shaq or Shaq and Phil. And then, you're never going to win because you got rid of Shaq. Well, come on over here, pal. I'm going to do it again.
Max,
it's just something always good.
You ready for the blazing stat to add on to what Key just said about things going right for certain people and not – So Mahomes, the Chargers are the only team to make Mahomes led offense to punt 6 times multiples in his career.
Wow.
The only team.
But meanwhile, the play you'll always remember from that game is that incredible touchdown pass from Mahomes where it was a broken play and it looked 5 times like, he's going to get the first down with his legs. He's good. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good. Not good enough till he throws a miraculous through traffic little shovel pass. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Dude's different, man.
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can't call it a shovel pass, but call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Just looks like the dude is playing catch with his receiver. Like all this chaos, and he's having a nice little game of catch with his receivers. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. We got to get more into Herbert later in the show, guys, because take some shots down the field. Dude, maybe I had the best deep ball I've ever seen. Will you take some shots down the field? It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of a nice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, there are 2 football teams in L.A., but only one can win the Super Bowl. We will tell you which one.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Max and Kitty, this is why I don't do parlays, man. So last night, Allen Yates.
Oh, this was hilarious.
Allen Yates needs Travis Kelce to score a TD, right, to complete one of his parlays. And Travis Kelce catches that ball. It was like a 20-yard run, right? And literally got to like
took the over too.
He's about to punch it.
He's
in.
About to punch it and gets to the 4-yard line, gets lifted up and slammed like a WWE
suplex
style slam.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about parlays. Like that's exactly what. That's why I can't do it. Too much needs to go right. Yeah. And then James is mad, wearing his all Chiefs gear.
Yeah, about what?
James
He's always mad.
James well, acts like
that's true.
He doesn't actually seem to me to always be mad unless it's around the Chiefs. He acts like a long-suffering fan that his team hasn't won in 50 years, and if
like
only
a Jet
could,
fan,
yeah, like a Jet fan, but his team wins all the time.
Well, now,
yes,
for a while,
Yeah, yeah, for a while. I mean, I didn't see anything for the first 38 years of my life.
How have the last 5 years been for you?
Okay. Pretty
They've
good.
Been okay. You
pretty
host
good.
The AFC Championship game every year. Yeah, you have the best player ever you get to root for every day.
They've only won two of those AFC Championship games. They only won one Super Bowl.
4 years. I mean, they've won two championship games and a Super Bowl.
I wish they would have won a couple more times. I don't know.
Did you ever get your wings that you ordered last night?
Oh, yeah.
They finally came?
Yeah, yeah.
2 hours into the dinner?
I was good, though.
You didn't say anything for like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Q was like, Max, this is the most quiet I've ever heard you.
No, that's not what I said. I said I know how to keep Max quiet.
Yeah.
Put some wings in front of him.
No doubt. Of course. Of course. You know how hard it is in the city? In New York City, you can't find like light beer on tap anymore. You know that? It's always like something fancy. Oh, what do you have, an IPA? No, I'm just looking for like an American like light beer.
But
we have a fancy. No, I just want a light beer off the a draft off the tap, man. Please.
But you had to see the wings, though. It was like bone ends, right?
Yeah.
But no ends, all bones, right? Because Max ate it. I was sitting there saying to myself, he certainly has been around many of us as in his life. The way he was eating them wings, he was
nice, clean bone.
Man, what?
Man,
look, man, damn. Hey, but wait. Before I said anything, I just sat over there and labbed him from a distance. Just took him to the lab.
Nice, good form.
He had the twisty going with the pull. He had to
pull right out. Of course.
I'm like,
even stacked them kind of on top of each other. So,
Max has certainly been around us in his life. Come up for air, man.
Nah, let me put some wings in front of me, man. It's a problem.
Oh, man. He didn't say a word for like 5 minutes.
Yo, I was a pig in slop. I was so happy last night. You got the football on, Key's breaking down the game. We're hanging out, Jay and me, beer, wings, kit.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Patrick Mahomes made Tyreek Hill more than Tyreek Hill made Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes throws it late. He's got Justin Watson. Catch in the end zone.
Now a pass for Cole Hartman in midfield. It is a 30-yard pass.
That's why he's still the biggest, baddest boy in the NFL jungle.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN 2.
Because now every time I hear Ho, but it's just
he's ruined
it annoys
for
me.
You.
Yeah, it annoys me.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Where is Josh?
Shut up, Yates!
So that sound you heard coming in is on 106.5, The Wolf. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs were in the zone last night versus the Chargers. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone, get in the zone, AutoZone. Guys, L.A.'s got a couple of good teams right now.
Yes, the Lakers and Dodgers.
Not to mention the Rams and Chargers. And by the way, the Raiders, because L.A.
Well,
still
you said
claims
a couple
the Raiders.
Couples more than one. Yeah. So I said two, you said two. Lakers, and another one, the USC Trojans of, football.
A couple of
Lakers
good teams.
Lakers are still another TBD. That's TBD.
I don't know, man. I ain't even going to go there. Let's see. We'll talk about that in like December. But
they're going to wind up, if they wind up with Buddy Hield and big guy.
Miles Turner.
And Miles Turner.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's
different.
That's
a talk.
Yeah. All right, listen. Which L.A. team is more likely to win the Super Bowl? Rams or Chargers? More likely to win the Super Bowl this season, Key?
Probably the Rams. And I know Buffalo took them to the woodshed, you know, last Thursday night. But for some reason, I just feel like the support in L.A. is really behind the Rams. On top of that, something good always happens for the team.
The Chargers, the opposite.
Plus, I just think that, I don't know, it's one of those deals there in a tougher division. With Kansas City and Denver, obviously the Raiders. I just feel like it's going to be the Rams. I really do.
It's almost like the Rams by default, but I think the Chargers are the better team. It's just going through that AFC gauntlet. It's the AFC West in general, then the top teams in the AFC. It just feels like the path is somewhat easier for the Rams and the NFC.
You know what else, guys? I totally agree. If you swap conferences, now I might like the Chargers better.
Yeah.
But because the whole AFC is going to play traffic cop with itself, and then you only have to face the one team. If anything goes wrong for them, an injury or anything, NFC representative has a shot, a good shot. But the coaches, you have one coach in McVay who, if you look at early coach's career, he's on a trajectory to the Hall of Fame. He's already been in two Super Bowls. He has a coaching tree already, and he's won a Super Bowl, right? And after putting all his chips, pushing him in the middle of the table, and it paid off. You have another guy in Staley who has people asking a lot of questions about him still. And while it may be, hey, you're going for it on fourth down with bad field position too often, for me, just last night, it's like, take shots down the field. You have this shiny toy, man. Use it, right? But whatever it is,
Max,
there's a coaching
difference.
They managed
the game good last night.
I agree. Staley, I'm not arguing that. And I think top to bottom, Chargers probably have a better team. But I think the Rams are more likely to win the
Chargers
Super Bowl.
Chargers win that game. If Everett, yep. First of all, we're going to come in here this morning and our conversation is totally different. Our conversation is, oh, my God, and I said this to you yesterday. If he wins, it's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. If he loses, we are going to dissect things that are wrong with his team
even though in my eyes his team played pretty good football.
Solid sound, game. Like you said.
Yeah. They did everything except that he made the one mistake, and he didn't make it, even though we're saying him. Everett
made it. Coach made it.
Well, for some reason, they didn't see that Everett wanted out of the game.
Well, you got to see that.
Well, I mean, Max, they're coaching. Max, they didn't know. Just a million different things.
But
somebody should have seen.
Okay, so let's this just is say what I'm
that.
Asking.
That's a large locker room. I mean, it's a large sideline. Somebody should have seen that he was saying, no, I had just converted down to the 4-yard line, and I'm running my ass off, and I'm tired.
There's something wrong.
And he should have put his hand up, and somebody on the sideline should have saw Everett tired.
This is what we were talking about last night. Jay and I were talking about it last night. Key, what we're saying is, when you say something good or something bad always happens for that guy, isn't that part of it? At a certain point, it's not luck for Tom Brady, right? At a certain point, it's not luck for Patrick Mahomes or just bad luck for Justin Herbert. There's got to be something going on when a certain franchise like the Chargers always comes up small in those situations.
Again, I'm not the superstitious guy, so I don't know what that is. Because in all honesty, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert was that interception is the real reason the Chiefs won that game.
Yeah.
They were getting ready to go in. Even if they would have got three out of that, Patrick Mahomes would have had to go down the field.
Might have, though.
Might have, could have, would have, should have,
all that.
If was a fifth. All, I get it. All I'm saying is you'd have left time. Maybe he goes down the field, kicks it, ties it. Who knows? But at that particular time, nothing good happened for Justin Herbert. Go back to the Raiders last year as they needed to clinch for the playoffs. He played well. He played better than Carr. But at the end of the day,
nothing good.
Nothing happened good.
It is set up, though, for Justin Herbert to go to the next level this season because of this loss, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Like, I like when there are defining moments where you look at a team that people are projecting to be that team and they get humbled very quickly at the beginning of the season. Hmm. And you start thinking about, damn, we had 3 drops on interceptions. We didn't have Keenan Allen. There was that play. Yeah, didn't come off the field. You start looking at it and be like, okay, like that could be it. Like I said yesterday, there was a defining game on December 16th where they lost control of the division to sweep the Chiefs. Like this was a defining game, but it happened earlier in the season.
But interesting.
The caveat to all of what Jay just said, defining moment, there won't be any defining moments if he has barbecue ribs.
Yeah, that injury.
That hit was bad.
Yeah.
He was in pain for real.
When he got out of the pocket that one time, he got out of the pocket and he couldn't even make the throw.
He's not the type of dude to like make a big show for TV. The dude seems like an authentic dude.
I probably would have taken him out.
Me too. I was afraid, uh-oh, this dude might miss some games right now.
Chase Daniel, come on and get. Let's get out of here.
We still put them in position to try to win the game.
Let's get out of here with a loss and not our quarterback.
Know who something good does happen for? Matthew Stafford. Know why? Because in the playoffs, when it looked like everything bad was happening for the Rams and they were going downhill and Tom Brady came back on them, Stafford made the plays to win the game.
That narrative changed real quick, didn't it?
What, this year?
Matthew Stafford.
Give us a call on Dr. Pepper. Call in line 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Key's going to tell you about his favorite team in the NFL.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
170%!
This is Four Downs.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Go to the Listen Live feature and function on the ESPN app. You can hear us wherever you are. Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. First up.
First down. Buccaneers and Saints.
So, Key, what do you like? Buccaneers at Saints. Listen to Tom Brady on why the Bucs have had success against the Saints, haven't had success against the Saints since he's been there.
I think it's just understanding why we're losing those games. And there's reasons why in each game. You look at, you know, you can look at them and look at why we won and why we lost the one time we beat them. And we just had to, it's got to be good football. You know, in offense, defense, special teams, they're too good of a team to think that you can win one phase and win the game. So it's a challenge because they're well coached. They're in good position to do well. They have a lot of good players, a lot of guys who have been together.
So, nevertheless, Tampa Bay is the 2.5-point favorites on the road. Key, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the Saints in this situation. The Buccaneers are 0-4 versus the Saints in the regular season since Tom Brady arrived in Tampa. The Saints won 7 straight regular season games versus the Buccaneers, tied for their longest win streak versus Tampa in franchise history. So when you look at this situation, how can you not take a regular season New Orleans Saints, Michael Thomas-led team versus a Tom Brady-led team? How could you not do that?
I like the Saints here. I think their ability to kind of put pressure on Tom Brady to force this team to be a little bit more pass-heavy. They ran the ball 33 times against the Cowboys. They controlled the clock. It was pounding ground compared to Tom throwing the ball 27 times. If that Saints defense can go next level of what it was last week, I like the Saints at home.
I may flip on this one when you look at the Bucs injury report. This early in the season, it's like one of the greatest injury reports ever. Like, if you could make a team out of the injury report and compare it to other injury reports in history by week two, it's top five, I'll bet. So I like the Saints, too.
Second down. Bengals at Cowboys.
Bengals at Cowboys, guys.
Cooper Rush, get ready.
Cincinnati is favored by a touchdown in this one, Key.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati all day long in this game. Look, Joe Burrow, 2 pass TDs in last week's game, 4 interceptions. He's never thrown multiple INT consecutive games in his career. So when you look at this situation, Joe Burrow against the Cowboys, who offense is going to be, you know, suspect with Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush did, however, win a football game last year in week 8 when he took on the Minnesota Vikings, and they beat him 20-16. But that was a different Minnesota team than this year. I'm taking the Bengals.
So two things I think the Bengals have to do, and I'm going to take the Bengals as well. Number one, sure up that offensive line, because in week 1 it didn't look great. And number two, get off to a fast start. You get off to a fast start, you put points on the board, all of a sudden you force the Cowboys to get away from their run game, which you know they're going to want to get to.
Listen to Mike McCarthy at the press conference on Cooper Rush.
As far as Cooper Rush, you know, we don't feel like there's really any limitations on what we want to do. I mean, he's as rehearsed in this offense as anybody.
Well, okay.
I mean, Max, I feel like it's setting up Quinn and his defense to be the star. Like, their defense needs to be next level. Cooper Rush isn't really going to – I don't see him making game-winning plays when it matters. That defense is going to need to be next level.
Yeah, they're going to have to play D and run the football and keep the football out of Cooper Rush's hands, that's for sure.
I mean, I just wouldn't want to play Joe Burrow after a game like the one he just had. You know those guys are going to come out with a vengeance. All right.
Third down. Cardinals at Raiders.
So the Raiders are 5.5-point favorites at home against Arizona, who looked bad against the Rams, Key.
You mean against the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, I'm saying, against the Chiefs. Pardon me.
Well, I think when you look at this situation, it's not a long travel. It's Arizona to Las Vegas. But the Cardinals last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, they didn't do anything in that football game. They didn't utilize Hollywood Brown the way that they envisioned utilizing him, something that Kyler Murray as well as Cliff Kingsbury have to start to do. For whatever reason in their mind, they think Hollywood Brown is a stretch vertical game guy, and that's it. When you look at the Raiders on the Raiders side of things, they've got to turn things around. They got Devontae Adams involved, 17 targets on 10 receptions, 170-something yards, and obviously the lone touchdown. But they've got to figure out how to get everybody else involved. Although they paid him all this money, that's over with week one. Hey, owner, look, we got a toy we play with. Now let's get Renfro involved, Jacobs involved, Waller involved, and let's see what they do. And Derek Carr keeps interceptions down, turnovers, they'll win the game.
I think you just got to translate that production into points, right? For Carr to throw 295 yards, like you need to do that. The first possession of the game, they got all the way down to the five-yard line, only ended up with 3 points, right? So I think this offense needs to hit their stride. I'm taking the Raiders at home.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. You know, it's interesting to me. I'm just as we're talking about this, developing a new theory, Key, I want to know what you think. So, what's the difference between an inexperienced quarterback and an experienced quarterback? What I notice is these young dudes, even the real good young guns, they're bringing them to the receivers, right? But when you take DeAndre Hopkins away from Kyler Murray, not the same. Take Tyreek Hill away from Patrick Mahomes, same. Take Devontae Adams away from Rodgers, he's going to wind up being the same guy. But the young dudes, like Joe Burrow with Jamar Chase, they need that receiver. Without them, it's not the same to me. What do you think about that?
Well, I think all the quarterbacks need receivers. And that's why you keep seeing Tyreek Hill go to Miami, or you see Stephon Diggs go with Josh Allen. Just some guys, you don't want long tooth guys. You don't want Julio Jones with a young quarterback. You take and you get a guy that, you know, if you can get DeAndre Hopkins and you're a young quarterback, you take him, and that is how you win.
Fourth down, Bears at Packers.
Green Bay, 10-point favorites at home against Chicago, who is 1-0, by the way. What do you like, Key?
I'm taking Green Bay. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will repeat his performance last week. Aaron Rodgers in his career, 0 touchdowns recorded for the second straight season opener. That's not going to happen. Opener's over with now. They're on the game too, so we know how he bounced back. Yes, this is a different Green Bay Packer team. They got run out of the building against the Saints last year. They lose to Minnesota opening day. Young receivers. Christian Watson is not going to drop another ball like that. Romeo Doubs is going to continue to develop. And now on the flip side of things, Jay, for the Chicago Bears, it was cute and all in the monsoon in Chicago. Justin Fields certainly has a lot to learn and continue to grow. He won his first game against the San Francisco 49ers in that slop. I don't know that he'll have a repeat performance in Green Bay when the weather is probably going to be really, really good.
Nothing better as a former player than when you come off, you know, a tough game. You can look at your schedule and say, okay, that's a team right there we can find our confidence against. We can get our footing up underneath this. I think this game for the defense of the Packers is going to be that type of game. No Justin Jefferson on the field right now to torch you for the yards he did. Packers heavy.
I like the Packers too. I just want to say one thing. Here is an opportunity for the Bears and Justin Fields.
Yes.
If Justin Fields, by hook or by crook, can escape, I don't care what as Key would say, like what the numbers are in the end, if they can somehow escape with a win at Green Bay,
oh, that's big time.
Against that Green Bay defense to go 2-0,
that's big time.
That our whole perception of Justin Fields' trajectory and career is going to completely change. He has a chance here. He has a chance here with one special night to do it.
If they go into Green Bay and they win the game, not just Justin Fields, it's going to change your perception of where the Chicago Bears are headed. You're going to say, oh, my God, if they keep this up this way, they got two in their back pocket, they're going to wind up fighting for the division and da-da-da-da. Same thing that you try to say about the New York Giants. They got to win, oh, my God.
It's early in the season still, you can have fantasies.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. But if you are winning, you start feeling good. It's like, oh, yeah, we got one. Oh, we got another one. Oh, we're 2-0. We can get – if we go – 3-1 in this quarter. Oh, my God. You know, so you start to believe in your success that you're having.
Do you think – or let me ask you this, Key. How does Aaron Rodgers figure it out with these – they're not just young. They're inexperienced. Two of them are rookies.
Yeah, you put your arms around them and you sit down
and you talk to them, you sit with them, you have lunch, you throw to them at practice, you put your arm around them, you watch film with them, you go out and we're going to have pizza, and you go have a pizza with them, and you smile at them, and you practice with them, and you teach them in the film room.
Bring them along.
You bring them along slowly, and you'll start to reap the benefits, and you'll start to see it. Don't get fooled by reports. Aaron Rodgers is meeting with these kids, and I know this firsthand, and he's going over film with them. He's doing all the things that I talk about, and it'll start to pay off. You go back to when Devontae Adams first came into this league, 2014, okay? And you look at his numbers in 2014, or you look at Nelson's number was in 2014, and then you look at where they finished in their careers with Aaron Rodgers. Everything was elevated. They got better.
He's brought along a lot of receivers.
But they did have a prime Randall Cobb back then, right? So that there was
no Randall Cobb was making the transition from quarterback to wide receiver. He wasn't a true receiver. He didn't become a true receiver for several years.
He was never really a one.
No. He was moved from quarterback at Kentucky.
Right. Sure.
To receiver.
But I mean, like Randall Cobb was Cobb was a nice receiver.
Yeah, he's a nice receiver.
Exactly. Yeah, but yeah.
I'm just talking about like having like somebody who has the experience to say, hey, other than the quarterback from the wide receiver position too.
Well, they have that experience in Sammy Watkins. Yep, they have that experience in Randall Cobb. Lazar has some experience. He's played a few seasons.
Why isn't Watkins the one if everyone's there? Watkins is healthy, is good.
Yeah, well, I think the one has passed him by.
It's like that. If you see the deterioration in talent.
He's not the same guy that he was coming out of Clemson.
There's so much to keep track of in the NFL a lot of times.
And I don't really think he's ever even played a full season.
No, he's always hurt.
Has he ever even had 1,000 yards? I don't even know.
I bet you he's had 1,000 yards. We'd have to look that up. But
I bet you he's been a 950 guy.
Maybe. To my eye, when he's on the field, it looks to me like he could be a one if he could stay on the field. That's what it looks like to me.
I think it's
wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's probably past his prime as far as that.
Are the Packers still the best team in the division because they have by far the best quarterback?
No.
I don't know. I need to see Minnesota some more. Week one is not going to make me, even though they beat them head to head, I'm not going to all of a sudden abandon ship on the Green Bay Packers in week one. Week six, I might. Week one, I'm not.
You know, the NFL, Jay, is crazy because we see it in basketball, baseball. It's how you finish. The team can gel, chemistry, injury, but it's such a physical sport, the NFL, full contact, that a lot of that is physically who's going to hold up through attrition, right, by the end of the year. At this moment, Minnesota looks like a much better team than Green Bay at this moment, but they're reliant on a lot of different parts, whereas Green Bay has, as long as that one dude is healthy, as long as 12 is healthy, they got a shot.
Yeah, but it just feels like the experience, right, that Minnesota has on the field and the positions that they have, it feels like they've.
It's
theirs. I'm on camera. We're on TV. It's simulcasted, Max. It just feels like the experience that they have for always being that underdog team. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people had them winning the division this year. If you don't win the division after Aaron Rodgers has lost Devontae Adams, when the hell are you going to win a division, Minnesota? This is your best opportunity to win.
No,
the
division. Not going to. That's the point. Haven't you gotten that yet? Not when Aaron Rodgers is around.
Okay. I'll take that bet this year.
All right, what do we? I already owe you a dinner on something, don't I?
You do, yeah.
What do I owe you a dinner from?
I forgot, but at least we know.
Oh, no, your birthday. That's what I owe you a dinner from.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Happy birthday. Thanks. Yesterday it counts as dinner.
That was last week.
You had empanadas. Yeah, there's a Seinfeld about this. All right, listen. What's a successful season for Justin Fields and the Bears, Key? What would be a success?
Record-wise or what?
You just tell me. In Keyshawn Johnson's mind, what would be a success for Justin Fields and the Bears?
If you can win 5 games and show progress, that's a win. You win 5 games and show some progress.
I think you just hit it right on the head. That's exactly what I was thinking. 5 wins, but you can see it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, show progress. Identify some players that could identify Jalen Johnson, Roquan Smith, identify guys that could be pieces of a cornerstone, so to speak. not cornerstones, but a piece
right.
of a cornerstone, right?
You still got to have to draft
Yeah, you
got
to have to get some guys and see what they, you know, what you could do. Find you another
not
Julius Peppers and Urlacher, Peanut
that.
Tillman, and see if you could see if you got a few of those guys that's floating around in the world.
You see, it's not about the amount of games to me. It's more about how Justin Fields looks.
Yeah, but we can't lose 16 games. Well,
no, obviously not. Nobody's trying to go. Yeah. No.
So
but,
you
but,
gotta,
I'm, but I'm saying
so
if,
give
if,
me five
if, he,
games.
If he puts them in positions to win games, somehow down the stretch, you don't end up winning games. I'm not saying, well, that's a failure of a season.
Yeah,
I don't expect
say,
anything
him,
from
But
Chicago.
That's why I say give them five, right? Give them five games and – You know they're not going to get run out of the other.
Let me ask you a question.
12.
Does it feel to you, because it does to me, and maybe I'm prisoner of the moment because of what just happened, that something good is going to happen for that guy with Justin Fields? He gives me the feeling of a guy who is going to be able to squeeze out a few more wins than he ought to based on just a technical play.
Well, that's the five.
Right.
He already got one against San Francisco.
He got one.
Based on the rain and whatever little bit of sloppiness. That's because he can't play according to Mike Lawrence. But anyway,
I think there's not so much downside in the game against the Packers this weekend, but huge upside for the Bears. Huge upside for the Bears. If they could squeeze out a win. Hey, Rick in Houston. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. This is a great game last night.
What's up, baby?
All right, good, good. J. Will.
Yo.
First thing you said this morning. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, he is so clutch, which he is. You've seen more of it. Justin Herbert is a bad man, and if they don't lose them tackles last night, they win that game. Evaluate the whole game.
Oh, I recognize the evaluation of the whole game. I mean, we talked about it this morning. I said I still think the most complete team are the Chargers, but
Mahomes
but
is magic, man. He's
it's
magic.
Interesting though. In certain matchups, man, like the better team doesn't always win. The team that has that special something about them finds a way to win down the stretch. That has been a common theme with the Chiefs versus the Chargers.
You know what Mahomes is to me, and I'll tell you my favorite. Everyone's like, "Oh, that's your favorite guy." I will list you my guys in order: are Mahomes 1, Burrow 2. Herbert 3, and I'll tell you why Mahomes won. He has all that stuff that I like about Burrow. I just trust him under pressure. Doesn't mean he's always going to deliver, but I trust him. That magic something. And he has all the talent and skills of Herbert, right? He's like one meets the other. He's the whole package. And guys like Josh Allen and Justin Herbert must be thinking, what did we do? We did every single thing right. How did I lose to that guy? Because being perfect against Mahomes, it's not enough. He's got an extra dimension to his game.
And I'm not saying this correlates to the talent that they are with these two names I'm about to mention, but it feels like when Jordan and those guys couldn't get over the Detroit Pistons. They used to get beat up all the time. Like, that's how this rivalry feels to me to a degree.
I hate that narrative. I don't buy into that whole Jordan Pistons thing.
What?
Lost to the Pistons, he didn't have a single other All-Star on the team. The first
Max,
time
they physically beat him up.
I get it because he had no help.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The first time they gave him a little help, he squashed them.
You don't have to make
them.
Excuses for Jordan. It's
I'm
fine.
Not making excuses. I'm saying the analogy is
how did we get from Patrick Mahomes in the NFL
to Jordan,
to Michael Jordan in the 1922 Pistons? what are y'all doing?
Because with Mahomes has transcendent talent, yes. And in order to capture what's going on,
relax.
You got to compare him to other great athletes in other sports.
This
even.
Is not a Jordan moment against the Pistons because the Chargers. And Justin Herbert couldn't win the game.
I agree.
That's not what
that's what Jay and I are discussing.
Yeah, but we're talking about the fact that there's certain players that you link up against where you feel like, damn, like I have to get this win against you because this narrative is like you are better than me. Even though I know physically I have the talents, like I could be great. Like I have to get over that hump with you.
You got to send a message to everyone, including yourself, that you can that you can get past that one obstacle.
Yes.
I get that. Yeah. I get it.
That's where it fits. That's where it correlates.
Yeah,
I
don't think so.
No, I don't. No.
If you want to break the something bad never happens, that something good, then beat the obstacle,
yes.
And then maybe that starts to change, right?
No, because the only reason why it changed for Josh Allen for this year is because he went in on Thursday night and beat the Rams. That wasn't
yes.
his, but that wasn't his so-called kryptonite there in the NFC. His kryptonite is
Agreed.
Beating.
That's why it hasn't all.
Tonight is the AFC,
yep.
Which is Patrick Mahomes.
He hasn't done that
yet. He hasn't
done
that
nope.
yet. So
everybody, but my whole point is everybody says, oh, he beat the Rams on a big Thursday night. Let's remove that.
For the three of us sitting here, you know, you would say if Herbert somehow by hook or by crook got the win last night.
Oh, if he got the win last night, the conversation is Herbert. Oh, my God. What a magical
Jay's
guy.
Point. That's the obstacle. That's what I'm saying. It's the Mahomes obstacle. Mahomes is going to break a lot of hearts in careers who like, damn, if I was playing in any other era and this dude wasn't sitting right there, I'd have been to so many more championship games. I'd have been to more Super Bowls. Mahomes seems to me to be that guy. Right, okay. Burrow got by. Like, why do we feel that way about Burrow? They linked up in the AFC Championship game. Burrow went to the Super Bowl, so we're like, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
All right. We have no. Hey, John in Chicago, you have 30 seconds. Go.
You got 10, 9.
John in Chicago. 30 seconds.
Get in there, John.
27 seconds. 25 seconds.
Get in there, John.
Call back later.
All right, John.
Are we ready?
Keyshawn, you there?
What's up, bud?
Pretty good.
What's up, bro? Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm from Chicago. Hey, it just seems like to me, young QBs, they get pushed ahead of veterans a little fast, like Patrick Mahomes over to Herbert. I just want to know, speak about that a little bit. Do you notice that, how they want young QBs to be ahead of veterans so quick, even though they solidified in a lot of ways?
You know what? We're going to answer that question on the other side of this right now. Or is there this thing where this urge to push young quarterbacks ahead of the established guys like Mahomes? We want that story. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, coming right up.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.